Millard's trip only made him more desperate.
There's got to be some way to get the best of Steve Mozart. But how?
Suddenly, an evil thought crept into Millard's brain, and a sinister smile curled his lips.
Yes, that's it! If I can't do anything better than Steve, then I'll sabotage his precious little concert! And his little dog, too! If he has one.
He paced the floor of his treehouse, racking his brain to come up with a plan.
If only I had a Franciscan monkey copy shop, a length of cord, two beach towels, and a polka dot umbrella. No, wait. I think I can do it with just the Franciscan monkey copy shop. Maybe the one I went to earlier today will do. I gotta go back there anyway to pick up my copies.
He put on a slouch hat, sunglasses, and an overcoat so no one would recognize him, and snuck out of his house.
Hi, Millard.
Hi, Sully.
Hey, Millard.
Gruffy.
Go to the copy shop? Great disguise. I'd lose the beach towels, though.
And the polka dot umbrella. Hey, can I use that length of cord?
Sure. It's yours anyway.
Inside the Franciscan monkey copy shop, monkeys in robes sat behind desks writing with feather pens. Millard walked to the counter and a monkey popped up.
Welcome to the Franciscan monkey copy shop. How can we help you, Millard?
Pick up for M. Monkey? I dropped it off earlier today.
The counter monkey pulled out an unruly stack of paper.
Will that be cash, check, or charge?
Charge, please.
Boys, we've got a funny one here.
Like we've never heard that before.
Back at his house, Millard sat down at his piano.
Now, let the sabotage begin!